Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Okay, fellow foodies, we have finally made it to the radio. You know, we had a couple of broadcast difficulties, but we are here live right now. Let me be the first to wish you all a happy World Gin Day. We are celebrating the beauty of the botanicals right here in this live broadcast from the epicenter of deliciousness right here in downtown Tucson's original neighborhood bistro. We are coming to you live from 47 Scott on 47 North Scott Avenue in downtown Tucson. We have gin cocktails on the menu here for half price. That's right, fellow foodies. You heard me right. Half off all gin cocktails on the 47 Scott menu because there is a lot of beauty in the botanicals. And that's what we're celebrating here right now in this live broadcast. Now, our celebrity co-host here, you know, I think about who we're going to have on very intentionally. These are very serious decisions we have to make, but when it comes to celebrating the spirit, when it comes to doing it in style, we are pleased to welcome back, occupying the coveted celebrity co-host seat. She is with Young's Mark & Company. She is the solstress of style and a purveyor of spirituousness. Put your hands together for the lovely Tiffany Eldridge is in the house. Tiffany, how are you?
So good and thrilled to be here. Honored, actually.
I tell you, well, you know, we lost a few minutes at the top of the show, so we're going to be talking as quickly as we can for the next 52 minutes that we have. But it was at the event at La Encantada where the two of us got together with Rebecca Crane from eXp Realty. Say hi, Rebecca.
Hello, everyone. And thank you for having me.
We sat there and we said, look, we got to do a show about gin because June 9th is World Gin Day. That's how this whole idea came together.
Yeah, I think we were imbibing at the moment, which always gets
going.
It's an amazing thing that gin is such a big part of our culture again because, you know, it was gone for a while now, and now it's not top dog, but it's trying. It's working its way up day by day.
Well, we're going to be talking to you here a little bit later on in the show about Gin 101. There's so many different styles of the spirit when it comes to the botanical expression. But look, we're almost ready for our first commercial break, and we've only been on the air for a minute. But anyway, Rebecca Crane from eXp Realty, you were part of this historic moment as well. Are you a gin girl?
You know, I was a whiskey girl for a long time, but I met Tiffany, and we started drinking together, and she's the one that inspired me to start drinking gin in the right way.
So there's a wrong way to drink gin. Do you speak from experience, Rebecca Crane?
Yes, I do.
So what was the wisdom that you imparted on Rebecca Crane here about the right way to drink gin, Tiffany?
Avoid a plastic bottle, and G&Ts can be cool.
They can be, right?
They are.
Yeah, they are. And I love the fact that gin is in again. We talked before the show started that gin was the primary spirit in the well back 40, 50 years ago.
Indeed.
And for a little bit of time, it kind of slipped away in favor of the more trendy kind of spirits. But now, thankfully, those of us that love that big botanical boom and our cocktails, gin is here and it's not going anywhere, is it?
No, and it is the number one classic cocktail ingredient. It has more classic cocktails that call for gin than any other spirit.
So. Okay, so we're going to be talking that about, but we do have to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be joined again by Tiffany Eldridge from Young's Market Company, walking us through the great flavor expressions of this wonderful gin spirit in this live broadcast from 47 Scott. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The culinary excellence of Chef Victor Padilla continues to make news on Tucson's dinner scene, but it's his brand new brunch menu that's all the buzz these days at his Hot Foothills Eatery, Commoner & Co. Victor's passion for food anchors each of his Sunday morning and midday meals, from the shrimp and creamy grits with mussels and calabrese salami to the Commoner waffle with fresh berries, smoked honey, and bourbon butter. Yeah, I said it, bourbon butter! Or check out Victor's take on a Southwest classic, the pork carnitas chilaquiles, dotted with avocado, red radish, and a sunny egg, then lovingly drizzled with a house-made guajillo sauce. Throw in a couple rounds of Commoner Bloody Marys or mimosas, and you have all the makings for the perfect weekend wrap-up. Brunch is served every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And don't forget to come back on Monday night for half-off bottles of wine. Brunch is the bomb this season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cold. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries, topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy, paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another great happy hour here at 47 Scott, right downtown. It is Second Saturdays. So much fun going on here. Whether you are a foodie or whether you love spirits or great wines or great beers, downtown is the place to be. And of course, we're here celebrating the beauty of botanicals. It is World Gin Day. And here at 47 Scott, all gin cocktails for the evening are going to be half price. Whenever there's a half price spirit, Tiffany Eldridge is not far behind from Young's Market Company. Welcome back as our celebrity co-host.
Thank you.
Happy and welcome back to Rebecca Crane from EXP Realty, celebrating the wisdom of gin. Now, look, I got to say, I love gin.
Good.
I love gin. I've loved gin for many, many years. There was a point where I had to take a little break from gin, because, you know, maybe it was like a little allergy or something, or that's what I was told today. But I'm celebrating the fact that gin is legitimately back as part of the libation lexicon again. Mm-hmm. And as you said, what was the piece of data that you threw on us? It is the number one
used spirit in classic cocktails. Most classic cocktails call for gin over any other spirit.
Well, now, how did that happen?
Was
that just in the last 4 or 5 years with the sort of the new expressions, new categories, new cocktail recipes? Or does this go back decades when you're thinking about the history of cocktails? Gin has always had a paramount role.
It goes back decades, arguably jumping into former centuries. So it's just been the spirit. You know, a lot of spirits were created with the intention of drinking them neat. Gin was always sort of intended to be mixed.
Yes.
So essentially, you could argue that gin was the cocktail spirit. Like, cocktails emerged because of gin.
Well, there's one emerging cocktail here,
yes.
and it's trending at the broadcast booth. We are privileged to be sipping of the majesty of Donald Gibson, the bar manager, who's going to be with us a little bit later on in the show. This is a basil cucumber gimlet. And what do you love about this? Because it looks like, what a coincidence, we're all drinking this.
Yes, we are.
How does the gin speak to you in this particular beverage?
So this particular gin is really exciting. This is St. George Terroir gin. So this is kind of a very specific expression. It's very terroir driven, but it's also very, I like to say earthy, or
yes.
I'm shying away from using the word piney because people tend to think that when they drink
sure.
gin, and it's not necessarily a good thing, but in this instance, it really is. And basil is the perfect accompaniment for something that is this terroir driven, that's this earthy and grassy and vegetal. And so in this juxtaposition, I mean, it's actually funny. When I came in, I sat down and said, I want a terroir gimlet. And then they pointed to the board, and there was the cucumber basil terroir gimlet. I'm like, oh, you guys read my mind.
What a perfect execution. You know, our listeners know that terroir is a part of the vocabulary when talking about great wines. But terroir actually has a role to play in the cocktail and the spirit conversation
so.
As well.
Very
I love that.
So.
Sense
yeah.
of place for the spirits.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about gin. You know, gin A and gin B and gin C, there are so many different there are differences among all of the gins, and I understand there's a couple or three categories of gin. Can you kind of walk us through kind of the primary categories and how each presents differently in a glass?
Absolutely, and we should probably start historically in a timeline. So the original gin, is actually Genever, which is Dutch-based, and it's a malt wine base. So it's got a lot of kind of a weightier body to it and kind of has characteristics that are malty, almost like a whiskey, if you will.
Hmm, interesting.
Not quite as heavy, but definitely has, you know, similarities. The British got their hands on it and thought, well, this is great, and they were drinking it like crazy, but they kind of adapted it to their own, and I think what everyone, well, not everyone, but most people think of when they think of gin is the classic London Dry.
Okay.
Which was an adaptation from the Genever. Genever still had the juniper berries in it, which I like to point this out. They're not berries at all. They're teeny tiny little pine cones.
They're little
it's
pine
the
cones.
Pine
or pine cones. If
yeah,
you've seen
exactly.
Ice Age. Sorry. I just have to wipe off my microphone.
They're kind of like berries, but they are, in fact, if you look at a very tiny, like, if you look at them very close up, they look like little teeny tiny pine cones, and that's what that flavor is that most people are tasting. And then, you know, they blend it with a lot of other, you know, botanicals, orange peel, coriander. These are some of the really popular ones.
So the gin really is, it's a neutral spirit that provides the canvas for the distillers to really create, bring
exactly.
in some of the flavors that they want. Now, I understand in the bourbon space, you have to have 51%, at least 51% corn mm-hmm. to call it a bourbon by federal law. Does every gin made have to have 51% juniper, or is that an urban legend?
No, I don't think so. I think it's kind of just being able, you need to have a base of juniper,
right.
obviously, but it's kind of up to the individual distiller to play around. That's what's so artistic about gin and so fun with it, is people can throw whatever they want in there,
that's
as long as it has kind of the base core botanicals. But, I mean, people are putting, you know, like Hendrix, for example, they're distilling cucumber and rose petals.
Yes.
Right, which is distinctly a Hendrix trademark.
Which totally works.
It totally changes it, and it does work, and it's really elegant, and that's a really awesome gin to introduce people to gin with, because it's very, very palatable, very refreshing. And
what about this Old Tom? So our good friends at Three Wells Distilling Company, they've got an Old Tom gin.
They do.
And Old Tom is a category in and of itself.
It is an old, yeah, so there's two theories to the origin of Old Tom, and I'll be honest, I'm not sure which one's true, but I had always been told that Old Tom was kind of a byproduct of Prohibition era. So obviously during the Prohibition days, we couldn't import any gin from London, and if you wanted good gin, you were getting it from London, right? Or
right,
somewhere
right,
in England, right?
Right?
So we had to recreate it in a bathtub. No one's not familiar with that, right? The bathtub gin. But it turns out it wasn't very good. Can't imagine why. So to mask that, they kind of just went overboard on the botanicals and the sugar. So there's a lot of residual sugar. But it made it more palatable. Definitely made it more cocktail friendly. Which is great. It's actually really, really cool concept. But in doing a little bit more research, one of our brands that we carry, Heyman Old Tom, is an old British family recipe that's been around for dates, but like late 1700s or early 1800s. And with the craft cocktail resurgence, somebody dug up their old family recipe and kind of started putting it back into production.
Anyone in town carrying that product?
I think this wonderful location that we're sitting in now
might just, because I was going to say, what if it takes to get a tasting? So Rebecca Crane, quickly, now you've listened to Tiffany Eldridge wax poetically about what she loves about gin. Now where do you kind of fall on the gin spirit spectrum? Are you more of an Old Tom girl? Are you doing the London Dry, the Geneva? Where does your palate take you to celebrate the botanicals?
So when I first got here, I went for the bee's knees. That's mm-hmm. the one that I typically
classic
order.
Classic cocktail.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Good old
all right.
London
so we have
dry.
To say goodbye to you, Rebecca
yep.
Crane, but
thank
make sure.
So
now,
much.
Tell everybody, there's never been a better time to buy a house.
Never.
How can people find you online? Because you got to get to know Rebecca Crane. She wants to manage the process to help you find your new home, whether it's your dream home or whatever. Rebecca Crane wants to do all the heavy lifting for you, have you dream your dream, and let her put it into reality. How can they find you online?
www.cranesellstucson.com.
C-R-A-N-E?
Yep.
Cranesellstucson.com.
There you go.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank some of our sponsors. And when we come back, Mr. Donald Gibson, the bar manager, is going to be shaking and stirring right before our very eyes in this live broadcast from 47 Scott. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the Wild Mushroom and Sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at 47 Scott in the heart of downtown, celebrating World Gin Day. And wherever there's a special on gin, the Herklotz family obviously comes to where Jackie Gerson Herklotz in the house. Celebrities all across town here with my celebrity co-host from Young's Market Company, Tiffany Eldridge, having a great time. Half price all gin cocktails at 47 Scott. Pinch me, Tiffany.
You're speaking my language.
But I said pinch me, Tiffany.
Okay, hold on.
Anyway, our next guest, I'm so excited to have this guy on.
Yes.
You know, because his mother came. His mother is sitting at the bar. And I thought, and I watched him like
he's turning red.
Prepare for this set, for this interview, and he's muddling. And I asked his mom, I said, Mom, did he muddle as a kid? You know, did he just sort of keep himself in the corner and muddle? Did you know? How old was he when you knew he was going to be a bartender? But anyway, when people come downtown, they come to 47 Scott. And when they come to 47 Scott and Scott & Co., they sit at the bar and watch our next guest preside. He is Mr. Donald Gibson.
Yes.
Donald, how are you, brother?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Look, I mean, you got a house full of fans here. What does that make you feel like?
Pretty good.
Of course.
So modest.
I mean, look, he's shaking up these basil cucumber gimlets like a madman.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're making a lot of friends, dude.
I try.
What do you love about gin? Look, today is World Gin Day. How did you prepare your palate for this historic day? I mean, were you up all night wondering how you're going to celebrate the beauty of the botanicals in this world-class way right here at 47 Scott?
I think I've been preparing for the last 4 years working here at 47 Scott, tasting all the gin that came into my bar.
I love
What do you love? I mean, Tiffany Eldridge talked a little bit about the historical perspective of gin and the style of the spirit. But the fact is that gin is in again.
Yes.
You've got guests coming in here calling, you know, premium gins, where 5 years ago, that would have been kind of weird, right?
No, absolutely. Gin is just one of those spirits that just lends well to making cocktails. There's so much, going on in a gin that you can build a great cocktail on. It's not like other spirits like vodka, which is...
Yeah. Vodka's okay. Flavored vodkas, not so much.
No.
Tiffany said something to us before we went on the air. You actually said there is one flavored vodka that's allowed.
Yeah, and that's gin.
And that's gin.
No, that's exactly true. That's exactly
true. It's a neutral grain spirit distilled in the same way, and then you add botanicals to flavor it.
Exactly.
That's my friends.
Are you just completely grooving on this St. George distillery? I mean, everything I have tasted across across their suite of spirits, I have just absolutely loved.
I love St. George. That's one of my goals, to get out to, you know, the distillery and actually try everything they have.
Okay, just tell Chris Cohen and Tiffany Eldridge to send you out there. There's got to be a fam trip, right?
Only if I can go with you.
Please, Tiff.
Yeah.
Let's just break her down until she says surrender.
Exactly.
St. George doing some great stuff.
We talked
to Tiffany about the old Tom style, the Geneva style, the kind of the Plymouth, the London Dry. Now, if I wanted to be Donald Gibson for a day,
If I wanted to, like, channel my inner Donnie, does your mom still call you Donnie?
From time to time.
Where does your palate take you on the gin side of
it
things?
It depends what cocktail I'm making, really.
Yeah, right.
Every gin provides a different note to the cocktail. If I wanted something a little on the drier side, I'd just use a different style of gin. I love all the gins. I mean, I'm not sold on just one style, but it's just, what do I want? I mean, do I want something that, you know, am I going to do a stirred cocktail, so I want something with a little more, you know, alcohol flavor too, you know. I'll use,
right.
Yeah, so it just depends what I'm making and what mood I'm in, because I love all gins. They're just mm-hmm. so versatile.
They are versatile.
And they bring a lot to a cocktail. Like I said, I mean,
and what a great coincidence, because you brought a cocktail.
I did.
I'm good, because my basil cucumber gimlet is darn near gone, Donald.
Well, I'll let you try this one. This is the last word. This is one of my favorite gin cocktails.
That's a great
one.
It
has all my favorite mm-hmm. things. You know,
classic cocktail.
Yes. Yeah.
Walk our listeners through how this all came together, sir.
It was actually invented at the Athletic Club in Detroit, Michigan, rediscovered at the Zigzag Cafe in Seattle. It is gin, green chartreuse, which I love, lime, and maraschino liqueur. And that's it. Equal parts.
You don't have to overthink it.
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the green chartreuse and the botanicals.
Yes.
And that gin are playing really well together.
That's the great thing about gin. It plays well with everybody.
What kind of gin are you using in this one, sir?
I use the St. George.
Okay, so
yeah.
What a shock.
Just because we had it, I was like,
which is perfect with a gin. Yeah.
Did you try this last word, by the way? I know you've been here since noon drinking. But anyway. Okay.
And if I switch it up with a different gin, it's going to add a slightly different flavor profile to it, and that's the great thing about gin. They're not all the same. They're all different. They all add different characteristics to your cocktail you're making.
So this is an example of one of the cocktails that's actually half price.
Yes, sir.
Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Just absolutely extraordinary. Now, I got to ask you, shaking or stirring, where do you find the most pleasure in life?
Depends how angry I am.
That's a perfect
If I'm in a mood, I want to shake everything.
That's right. Do you buy into this story that when you're doing the stirring, you have to do 30 revolutions? Like, I've interviewed all the mixologists all over the world. There are people that take that stirring very seriously. Is 29 revolutions not enough?
I think it depends what kind of ice you're using. That mm-hmm. we actually
That's
experiment.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, depending. I mean, if we use small little cubes of ice or whatever, you stir it less.
I love it.
You know, it just depends.
Donald Gibson, the bar manager here at 47 Scott, he is shaking and stirring even as we speak. We're going to take a quick news break at the Exmoor sponsors, and when we come back, Mr. Travis Reese is in the house in this live broadcast from 47 Scott. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com.
Welcome back to London Indie Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live in this beautiful, this glorious, this magnificent World Gin Day. And when you're drinking gin in downtown Tucson, of course you are at 47 Scott's in the heart of downtown Tucson, here with my celebrity co-host from Young's Market Company, Lady About Town, and the Solstress of Style, Tiffany Eldridge.
Always,
you know, I mean, the style is part of your story. You've got like a serious style thing going on.
I do.
Fashionista.
I've had a shopping addiction for as long as I can remember. And I figured I might as well parlay that into something useful.
Okay.
So I've definitely started a style guide. You know, I had a lot of people coming up to me constantly, all day, every day. Where'd you get that? I love that. So I figured I would just share my knowledge with the world.
And you're sharing it primarily on Instagram, right?
Instagram right now,
And where can people find you on Instagram?
Tiffy Marie, but it's two E's underscore.
Two E's. Tiffy with two E's underscore Marie. Check her out. You know, this show, Tiffany, would not be possible without our forward-thinking and loyal sponsors. You know, I could not run my mouth every Saturday at 5 o'clock to talk about local, to talk about the fiber of the local conversation when it comes to the culinary and cocktail arts. Were it not for our sponsors, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Boca Tacos and Tequila, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, Jerry's Cigars, Tino's Pizza, Nancy Russell, our certified personal trainer, Tucson Foodie, and Russell Public Communications, all great sponsors here. And we mentioned the Herklotz family is in the house here. There's a lot of other celebrities here. We've got the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Bon Voyage Travel, the lovely Wendy Hathorn is here. Wendy is actually going to be coming on the show here very soon because we've got something very exciting to announce for our listeners that involves culinary cocktail and travel. Wendy's going to be telling that story.
Right.
Also, any listener of this show knows Jim Wood of James Wood Photography. He is the man behind a lot of the artistry that graces our social media sphere. You can find him at www.jswoodphoto.com. But anyway, here we are at 47 Scott having some great cocktails, celebrating World Gin Day, and there is a man at the center of the action here. And, of course, he's going to say that there are a lot of people involved and it takes a village. And I love the family that he has put together, but he has always been of my true heroes, brother here. Mr. Travis Reese is here. Travis, what's happening,
Thank
man?
Thank you so much for coming in today. We're happy to have
so
you.
Excited.
So happy to have you.
Where's your cocktail, brother? Let's hoist a cocktail high.
You know, I can find something.
There you go.
Cheers.
There it
Cheers.
Is.
Enjoy, everybody.
Gin.
Yeah.
So I wrote a story about gin in Inside Tucson Business a couple years ago, and I had the privilege of interviewing you. And I love when you said, you know, the fact that gin is in again. You said, quote, "Even the cocktail nerds that got into brown spirits realize that they're not always the go-to drink. The richness and elegance of a bourbon or rye is great, but a well-crafted gin can produce a great experience as well for someone who wants to taste in layers."
There's no way I said that. There's no way.
You said that. This is your
word. That's brilliant copy, man. That's all you.
We're tasting in layers here.
Well, the great thing about gin is that it is not the spirit that people think it is.
Right.
I'm sure we've been talking about this all day today. It can check so many boxes for people. It has depth, it has richness, and it can be as light as you need it to be. And then, like at this table, we currently have some tiki drinks that are using gin.
Yeah, and, look,
and as complex as we need it to be, right?
What a shock. Roger Hathorn went right for the tiki drink.
That's right.
Because it has gin and bourbon in it,
He said,
right?
Yeah, checks all the boxes, right?
Well, Roger technically checks all the cocktail
That's
boxes
right.
wherever he goes.
Yeah.
But I digress. But yeah, you're right. Gin, actually, it's relevant again,
it
Travis.
It is. My favorite thing about the spirit is that if I'm in the mood for an after-dinner drink, it's I can find something.
Yep.
You know, I know y'all are drinking versions of The Last Word.
Yes.
And that is one of my favorites. If you're a margarita fan, there's no doubt you're going to love A Last Word.
Yes.
So many people think of gin. They just think of it as a gin and tonic. They think of it as an easy drink at a wedding or something. And the truth is that I think it's as complex as anything else that we can make out there.
Well, and it's cool because gin and tonics have a new completely resurgence. It's really big in Spain right now, but gin and tonics are not just gin and some screw cap tonic. There's like completely house-made like quinine tonics, and people are putting really cool things like peppercorns and botanicals. And they're adding lots of elements and layers to it. I mean, it's almost like a new art form. You can kind of like sit down and pick your accoutrement, if you will.
So using gin as that base, it has a lot more culinary flavor profile than maybe rum or whiskey would. And that's what's also great about it. Most of the words we use to describe gin are going to be things that we're excited about in food, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it's a basil or a lemongrass or peppercorn, that kind of thing.
Love it.
Yeah.
Now, of course, continuing on in the story, Travis Reese is quoted to have said, everything about it screams clean. He said, if there was a gin candle, it would have to be called something like, do you remember what you said?
I have no idea. I've blacked out this entire thing.
He said, if there was a gin candle, it would have to be called Mountain Wood.
Oh my God. Hey, that's not bad. That kind of describes this terroir that we're drinking from
Saint-Dor. We're drinking terroir. Did you ever think that the word terroir and gin would actually be in the same sentence 5 years ago?
Well, it does make sense.
It should be, right?
Yes. And a product like St. George, what they're doing is they're grabbing all of these botanicals and all of these flavors that we want.
Right.
Everything that we want in our food and being able to just pour that into a glass, and we have such a head start with something like St. George. Because there's a dozen flavors, or there's as many as maybe two dozen little notes that we'll grab from it, you know, and you add that to lemon juice, you add that to lime juice, you add that to a great tonic.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, cocktails, when I come to 47 Scott, they're not all I need. I mean, that's a really great start, as Travis said, because
program.
Especially when you get to sit at the court of Donald Gibson as he does what he does. By the way,
absolutely.
That guy's a star.
He is.
All right, he's just a star. Get us current on what's going on. So how long? You've been open at 47 Scott now. How long?
So we just celebrated in May. We celebrated our 8th anniversary.
That is unbelievable.
So we're in year 9 now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's huge.
Thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely huge. And you still are. You're Tucson's original neighborhood bistro.
Yeah, we like to think so.
Yes.
You know, we're downtown, and the goal has always been the same thing, which is if you're walking down the street, you find us. We hope it's a warm, inviting place. Food should be approachable.
Yes.
And, you know, the drinks are maybe a little complex, and the goal is to be able to pair that with a great dish.
I love what you said. You've been on the show several times.
Mm-hmm.
The first time you
were
on the show was May the 20th, 2010.
Yes.
So you were probably open for hours at that point. And
you were
captivated by the downtown opportunity.
Sure.
And there were not a whole lot of restaurants down here.
That's
let's be honest. And I always look at Nicole and Travis, and say they were the part of that pioneering spirit that really breathed a new life into the culinary and cocktail scene. And you said, quote, if we're ever going to have the downtown that everyone wants in Tucson, we need to start.
How close are we now?
Look back eight years. Did we do that or what?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, people like the Osarans and Susana Davila with Cafe Pocacosa really were the pioneers. But, you know, we are happy to be a part of this. There are so many great restaurants. We have an embarrassment of great restaurants now. Great places to drink. And downtown it's completely different than when we opened here in 2010.
Yeah, well, our whole community is off to
you.
And, you know, you even said on your second appearance on February 16th, 2012, you actually said, you know, it was a little bit of a risk doing the side street thing here.
Sure.
So you're thinking about, okay, you're going to come downtown.
Right.
You got to be on Congress.
Right.
You got to be on Broadway. You know, you're on Scott Avenue between Congress and Pennington. A little bit of a risk. But I love when you said, quote, we walked by this space for 5 months asking ourselves if a side street concept will work. We want people to find us because it becomes their thing, too.
Well,
I think that was just beautiful.
We all want to have a place that we can take ownership of, right? We all want to have a place that is becomes our neighborhood spot. So even if you drive downtown, even if you park in one of our great parking garages or you grab street parking, we still can be that neighborhood spot for people when
they
find us.
So here we are in the heat of summer. We love gin, really, as a spirit that helps kind of guide us through the hot summer months. You know, going back to what you said, it screams clean.
Right.
And we want to drink clean and eat clean during this time of year.
Yeah.
But when we're thinking about flavors at the center of the plate here at 47 Scott, I mean, I know that you guys kind of shift things seasonally.
Right.
What are the kinds of things that are exciting the back of the house this time of year?
Yeah, well, we always try to make sure that there's enough seafood in the summertime.
Beautiful.
It just feels a little bit lighter. So our mussels dish, we always tweak it a little bit depending on the time of year, whether the broth is a little bit heavier or a little bit lighter. Right now, we're working with Merchant's Garden, which is a local. They're kind of a greenhouse operation.
Yes.
And they do. Chaz Shelton does amazing greens. We get that product in every week, fresh. Every couple of days, we'll get these this locally grown frisée or this romaine or all of these local greens.
That's really cool.
And we just love working with them because, you know, Arizona is kind of the greens capital of the country for a couple months out of the year. But the fact that we can get these year-round from him just blocks away. Super cool. We love that. And also this time of year, we work a lot on making sure our salads are where we want them to be.
Yes.
Because everyone wants to eat a little bit lighter. It's swimsuit season. It's vacation
what?
Season.
No one told me.
No, I didn't know either.
And so
I better start now.
And that's a priority for us.
Never too late.
Right. So the great sort of the bounty of flavors, really celebrating what summer is all about. Lighter and brighter, I think.
Absolutely.
And I just love this atmosphere for celebrating that. But if someone's never been to 47 Scott before, how would you kind of define that, you know, the culinary story? Like, who do you want to be at the center of the plate for folks that have never been here before?
Yeah, so we like to say that we're approachable, but that it's modern comfort food.
Right.
So hopefully the ingredients you can understand, hopefully the completed dishes you can understand, but most of it's going to be pretty pretty rich. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the great thing about serving cocktails. It'll cut through a lot of that.
Right.
So we love butter. We love heavy cream here.
Oh, God bless
darn
you.
It,
Heather. Right. I don't know why I'm talking about swimsuit season. We go right back, to.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Right.
I'll take better over a bikini any day. I'm
sure.
Sorry.
You know, I gotta tell you, you know, sometimes I ask chefs that come on the show, you know, if they have to go back to their home,
yeah,
and they have to take everything out of the refrigerator except for one thing. It's like, what is the one thing that you cannot live without? If I were to answer that question,
yeah,
I love really good bread,
yeah,
with really good butter.
Sure.
Well, then you're in the right place.
Jeez. I mean, this is like the finish line,
yeah,
for me at
27
sure. Scott.
So one of the things that we started doing this year, we started making our own ricotta cheese. So we're making our own ricotta, and we're putting that on an olive loaf. So it's a bread that we get out of the Phoenix area. We have someone make it for us.
You're making our own.
Yeah.
Oh,
so just that sort of brininess in a good piece of bread, toasted. We put that ricotta. We make it with a little bit of lemon juice, so you got a little bit of a lemon flavor in the ricotta, and it's creamy. It's house-made, salty.
Oh my gosh!
And
okay, so I've heard, you know, and you were pulling your own mats for a while. You guys
yeah,
just doing
still
your
do.
Own mats?
Okay. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Talk to Chef, and I've watched the manual process
yeah.
of pulling mats, which is really kind of a sexy thing to watch, you know, especially, you know, truth be told, when Travis Reese is part of the process. But anyway, I don't know that I've heard anyone doing house-made ricotta. I mean, that doesn't sound yeah. like it's an easy thing to pull off.
Well, you know what? Sometimes best things take a little bit of work. It's okay.
I was going to say, can't you just call, you know, your friendly local food
that?
Company and say, hey, I need some more ricotta downtown.
You know, it's funny because people think of ricotta, they think about that as that filling with lasagna or that kind of thing. But the cheese, if you make it fresh, is going to be creamy, salty. It's going to have a little bit of a lemon flavor. And we just love being able to spread it on a piece of bread.
So much fun. And it's, you say it's going on an olive loaf?
Yeah, so we're using, we're having an olive bread made for us, out of Phoenix.
Beautiful.
And so we've got some dishes in front of us here that you're looking at.
So, yeah, I mean, I wish this was a television
beautiful.
Show.
Yeah.
Because just
yeah.
as we were talking about food, I mean, your service staff just sort of appeared out of nowhere with food. And this is I guess that's what they do.
This is what they do.
So
that's
you brought
right.
some things out for us to try. I'm actually going to take some photos. This is yeah. going to be across our Instagram gallery, our Twitter feed, our Facebook feed, because, again, when you want to see what great food looks like as well as tastes like, because we begin to eat with our eyes, as we say, don't we, Tiffany? Plating is such an important part, and this
sure.
is Exhibit A, B, and
sure.
C for plating. So I'm going to take a couple of photos, but why don't you talk – now, is there one, Travis Reese, that you would like us to start with, considering that we only have gin on our palates at this point? Where would you like us to begin our tasting?
Well, let's start with the thing that will probably work as a starter,
okay.
which is going to be our crab cakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, this is a new dish for us. Yeah. A couple of unique things that we do. One is, you know, so often you go and you want to order the crab cakes and it ends up tasting like breadcrumbs and
yeah.
and maybe eggs and maybe Old Bay seasoning. So we go heavy on the crab.
Yes, please.
Less filling. So it's, you know, more crab, less filling is kind of how we think about this. There's a sweet onion sous vide, which is the sauce that we put on the bottom of the plate. So that helps.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a sweetness. Yeah. It adds, you know, there's so much richness in the crab. So we wanted to add a little bit of sweetness, and then on top, we've got this red pepper relish. You all have to try this.
It's such a gorgeous dish.
Just
too.
A little bit of vinegar, trying to pickle it a little bit so you have some acid, so you have the fat from the crabbiness,
look
obviously the mustard.
Tiffany, look what just
Tiffany,
happened.
Please get a bite.
Yeah,
so,
let's
try this.
It looks pretty.
It begins to pull away from the crab cake, but the integrity of the cake is not compromised. Because it sort of maintains its architecture, which is stunning to me because there's really not a whole lot of filler here. I mean, this is all crab.
It's a lot of crab, yeah. We're going to go mostly crab on this dish. A little bit of breadcrumbs, some shallots.
I'm not mad about that.
Life
okay,
changing.
All right.
You know, I grew up in D.C. in the Virginia,
sure.
Maryland area.
Yeah.
I know my crab, brother.
Right, that's right.
Okay, so this
I'm
just
this is a bold move.
Okay, when we talk about cocktails, we talk about balance, the importance of balance and
sure.
bringing all the flavors together.
Yeah.
You know, some crab cakes... You know, they're off in the balance.
Mm-hmm.
This is a beauty. The flavors are balancing so beautifully together. And again,
thank
summertime.
You.
It's light. It's not the super dense.
Sure,
you
right.
know,
that's
just
important.
It's just very, very almost kind of flaky. And
yeah.
it's a bright dish
flaky.
As well.
Yep.
Fresh and fun.
Yeah.
The crab cakes are on the menu right here. Now, is this
they are.
Kind of playing
those
around with it during the summertime? Or?
No, this is going to be a permanent dish.
Yeah,
now.
As it should be.
Oh, good. That's good to know.
Okay.
Our kitchen team just, they really nailed that dish. We're super happy with with the way it came out.
That's incredible.
Beautiful.
It's really
and
good.
Might I say, how beautifully it happens to
Does
be pairing
pair?
with the last word. But I assure you this is not the last word because there was some more things to taste. So
we have a few more things.
Try
yeah.
Try the crab cakes at 47 Scott. Travis, where are we going next?
Okay, so staying with the seafood theme, our mustard-crusted salmon. This is a dish that we changed up for the summer, trying to put a little bit of different flavor, a little bit of different spin on it for the summertime. So mustard crust, a little bit of panko.
Beautiful.
And then we roast garlic, and we make our own roasted garlic butter.
That sounds amazing.
We toss the quinoa that we put in this dish. Instead of just doing like your typical wild rice mm-hmm. or you know some sort of rice with the dish, we want quinoa, all right? And then we have this roasted garlic butter that we make. And so we toss it in that. And a beet puree on the bottom of the plate to give you that earthiness.
That's going to be perfect.
Just a beet puree at the bottom of the plate.
I love beets. You're really speaking
right,
to
we're going
to
be diving into this, but the time has come, Travis, at least to see if one of our listeners wants to get a shot at winning a 47 Scott gift card.
That's right.
We do this every week. Have you thought about something fun that we can ask our listeners today?
I have. It's a question related to spirits.
Okay, great.
In the... being motivated by World Gin Day, we were trying to think of kind of what's something that the audience might know. Mm-hmm. So British sailors, everyone knows the story that they were allocated a certain amount of product to drink spirits. And part of it was to ward off scurvy, so they got some lime, some fresh lime. Wink, wink. That's what this was for, was to ward off scurvy. It was not for any other reason.
It's for medicinal reasons.
That's right. So there were two spirits that were often allocated, depending on where people were going, depending on where these British sailors were going around the world.
Right.
One was rum.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is, that's our question.
Blank.
Yes.
One, okay, so the two spirits that were allocated.
Allocated, yes.
Right? Okay,
yes.
One was rum. And we want to know what the other spirit was.
We want to know what the other spirit was.
If you think you know the answer to the question, I see Roger Hathorn diligently working away on his mobile phone on the menu live at gmail.com. Again, on the menu live at gmail.com. We're going to take a survey of all of the correct answers, and we're going to award one of you with a 47 Scott gift card. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thanks for our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to finish our tasting and see what kind of summer fun Travis Reese has in store in this live broadcast from 47 Scott. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, friends. You've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
Welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, and we are broadcasting live on this World Gin Day from 47 Scott in downtown Tucson with our celebrity co-host from the Young's Market Company, Tiffany Eldridge, drinking gin and gin. You got gin and surround sound here.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
What'd you think of that fish? Did you try that fish with that beet puree?
Yeah.
That's symphonic.
I'm going
to fight
the
word that came to mind when I was taking a bite during the commercial break, it's symphonic because you got so many flavors mm-hmm. that are working together, and they're all playing well together, and it's sort of kind of sing-songy. I mean, I love – so you come downtown to this bistro-style restaurant, mm-hmm. and you eat some spectacular food, have some – life-changing cocktails. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of thing we're talking about. This is Bistro. This is what Tucson Dining is all about. Travis, well done, man.
Thank you. So glad good. You enjoyed it.
Before we go on to our next tasting item,
sure.
Summer is something that you guys are celebrating with great fanfare.
Absolutely.
Here at 47 Scott, you got something fun going on, right?
Yeah. You know, in the summertime, what we like to do is we like to be a place for date night, you know, get people out of the house. So we always run some version of a special of a dinner for two. This year what we're doing, we're taking two of our main course entrees. We're taking two of our salads as a shareable side salad for two people and a bottle of wine. And that'll be for $47. We always the numbers work.
That's cute.
Oh, yeah. I love
I
that.
See what you did
work.
There.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
I mean, did you know that it was going when you started doing the math and figuring out the food cost and everything? Oh!
It felt right on that number. Yeah. We lucked out.
So that's
we lucked
out. And a bottle of wine
yeah.
with all that.
Bottle of wine.
Challenge anyone
yeah,
to,
that's killer.
To put
sure.
that together. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, when, and that starts tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow.
All summer long.
All summer long. We were waiting for triple digits to make sure that we had the right special, but we're here
you got
now.
It, man.
So.
Yeah, be careful what you ask
That's
for.
That's right. That's right.
Come on here and try date night at 47 yeah. Scott. Again, it's this great bistro style, side street atmosphere. I mean, it kind of reminds you of one of those places
it
that you're.
It sets my little French heart afire.
Right, exactly. Right. It has sort of that yeah. French-driven setting, right?
Definitely.
I mean, Nancy and I had the privilege of traveling up and down southern France, down the Rhone last fall, and we did a lot of eating and drinking, and this is that kind of space that we love.
Yeah.
It's just that kind of that intimate, kind of classy, urban feel to okay. it,
sure.
which we just totally love. So, yeah, it's calling on your French background.
It is.
So, you, so we tried this gorgeous crusted fish. We
sure.
tried these beautiful crab cakes. Where are we going next?
Well, let's talk about something that's just made for summer, right? Organic heirloom tomatoes.
Yes.
We're going to take some of that olive loaf that we talked about earlier, that olive bread, ricotta cheese, and then there's fresh greens coming from Chaz Shelton's farm, Merchant Gardens.
Oh, the Merchant Gardens. Okay,
yeah.
So this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see that you've actually plated the salad right on that olive bread.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
And
so is there
plenty of tomatoes?
Because I normally would just pick up the bread and eat the whole thing myself, but I know that I have guests here.
Sure, yeah.
We won't judge you, Matt.
Yeah.
But I want to do this the right way. I don't want to violate protocol here, so I'm going to use my knife to go in. But again, this is local produce.
Local produce.
Bounty, fresh,
yeah.
colorful. I mean, the color coming off this plate. That's what it should Food. This is real food. We have this conversation on the show a lot.
Yeah.
Real food, a celebration of real food, and celebrating the simplicity
of
what food should be. As a matter of fact, you said on February 16th, 2012, we need to keep things simple. Quote, if we can do that well, we feel like we've won. 8 years later, you're still doing it, man.
We still,
winning.
Still winning.
Simple.
Yeah.
All right, so
I'm
going in on the salad. Tiffany, have you had a chance to try this?
I'm gonna get at it.
You're gonna get at it as soon as
I'm gonna.
I had an heirloom tomato take flight as I was going my way in.
So a couple of surprises that we always try to do on dishes like this. We make our own lemon oil in house, so we're gonna drizzle a little bit of that lemon oil on the ricotta cheese. It's just gonna bring out that ricotta flavor. Make a house balsamic reduction. We reduce it super slow for a long period of time. Try to make it to where it just concentrates those sugars. And then, finding a good organic heirloom tomato, cherry tomato, concentrate those flavors as well. Again, it sort of speaks to summer for me.
It totally speaks to summer. And
yeah.
this is what we're talking about. And I could listen to you talk about food all night. Will you make a house call? Will you read me a bedtime story, Travis Rees? Just talk about food.
You know, if we could work out something, maybe some sort of food insurance program, I would be happy to do some house
calls. You got to do a house call, but you got to get a Laura waiver. She has
that's
to approve,
Laura Reese,
to make sure that that's all fine.
There's always a curfew.
And everything. Laura Reese from Storyteller Public Relations, who continues to drive the culinary and cocktail conversation here in Southern Arizona and beyond. Check out Storyteller Public Relations online. They're at the heart of what's making news.
That's right.
On the culinary side, all across town, we have a quick minute for you to tell us about what we got going on here, man.
Duck meatloaf, last dish.
Duck meatloaf.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So let's take meatloaf. But let's change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Nothing's better than duck confit.
Yeah, it's cool.
But it's rich. It's decadent. Completely different from everything else we've been doing today. We've been talking about cheesy greens. So this is going to go a little bit richer, a little bit more fattening, a little bit heavier.
Yes.
And then we top it with a couple of fried onion rings.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Some, you can do this.
That's right.
It's all about balance.
Sometimes we need to treat ourselves,
keep it
right?
light, bright, and fresh.
That's right.
And then there's duck meatloaf.
That's right.
You know,
that's
and right. I haven't had duck. You can't find good duck meatloaf these days, Travis.
It's a hard thing to find.
You can't
you can
do
find
it.
Duck
Travis
Reese
from the 47 Scott, thank you so much for everything that you
Absolutely.
Have done
thank
in this
you.
Community.
Thank you.
Tiffany Eldridge from Young's Market Company. Let's go have a drink, girl. To celebrate World
you
Gin
name
Day.
It. I'm there.
Let's do it. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it is Matt Russell and Travis Reese and Tiffany Eldridge reminding you if it's Saturday at 5, it's on the Menu Live. Cheers! Woo! Come on down to 47 Scott. We'll be here. Woo!